Fallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Fallenberg for State Rep.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This is something that I want you guys to think about. I want you to think about the direction of our country, the direction of our state, the direction of your local community, your local county. This is something that you have to look at and say, how much do I want to be involved in this fight, in this battle, in this war? Because that's basically what this is boiled down to. Because you have to look at this from a standpoint of being a responsible citizen. If a republic is going to last, it takes people, citizens, to be involved in the process. You cannot sit in the stands anymore and watch the game being played and sit there in the stands and complain about it. You can't do it. You cannot be up there complaining unless you have a uniform on and you're helping play the game. What am I asking you to do? I'm asking you to run for office. At an absolute bare minimum, this is mandatory. You will fill out your affidavit of identity with your clerk when you vote in the presidential primary, hopefully in person or early voting, however you want to do it. I don't care. Fill out an affidavit of identity for precinct delegate. Your clerk is in the building somewhere. The poll workers, the poll inspectors, like Vicky, who's getting paid to do it, are carrying out the voting process. The clerks are not in the rooms or should not be in the rooms because they are all going to be on the ballot this year. In elected years, they can't be anywhere near the polling places. Clerks cannot be in there. They have to be back in their offices. Excuse me, knock, knock, knock. I'd like to file an affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate. How do I do it? They pull out a one-page form. You fill it out in front of her. You mark the party you want to be a precinct delegate for, Republican or Democrat. Your name, the way you want it to appear on the ballot, should be the name on your driver's license. You do not have to include your middle name. You sign it in front of her. She has a notary, notarizes it, stamps it with a stamp, a seal, and makes a copy of it for you. You will be on the ballot August 6th. It's that simple. You're going to vote this week. Do it. This is not an option. This is not up for discussion. Well, Randy, I don't understand. It's very simple. You're on the ballot. You get elected to be a precinct delegate. It is not a paid position. You are a volunteer to represent your neighborhood, your township, your area within the county party that you want to be a part of, Republican or Democrat. I don't care. It applies to both. You now become part of the party. You will get a letter or an email from the chairman as to when the next county convention will be. You will go. You must go. That is your only obligation to being a precinct delegate. Every elected official, whether you're a county commissioner, whether you're a supervisor, a trustee, a clerk, a treasurer, it doesn't matter, should be a precinct delegate to your party. You should also join the party and pay dues to the party. That's the second part. $25 a year, $30 a year, whatever it is. I recommend paying the family membership so everybody in your household is a member. Go to the monthly meetings, wherever they're at. Start to know what the heck's going on in your own county. This is how you do it. Now, while you're on the ballot anyway for August 6th to be a precinct delegate, you might as well get from the clerk the paperwork to run for school board or to run for county commissioner. If you're sick and tired of hearing me on the radio telling you you got to do it, then do it. Because we need to replace the majority of the county commissioners in northern Michigan listening to this show. Four of the five need to be replaced in Mackinac County. All seven need to be replaced in Sheboygan. We're replacing three out of the five in Presque Isle County. We're going to replace the majority in Emmett County. Brett Gooding's going to be announcing he's taking out Neil Ahrens. Robert V. Victor Crook is going to take out John Chapa in District 5 in Presque Isle County. He's going to be announcing on the show tomorrow. We are going to do this, people, because we're sick and tired of this fighting. We're sick and tired of this crap being rammed down our throats. We got a state representative from the 106, Cam Cavett, posting on social media that the new gun laws have gone into effect, and this is what you need to know. He didn't even have the guts to vote on those gun bills. He wasn't there that day. Yeah, he had a medical procedure. Really? You're going to have a medical procedure scheduled the day you're voting on taking away our gun rights in the state of Michigan, Cam? Unacceptable, sir. Todd Smallenberg's going to be talking about it with us on Friday. Oh, you bet he is. We are sick and tired of being told what we can do with our lives by these Democrats. Now we got Whitless, the governor of the state of Michigan, begging us citizens to take illegal refugees into our homes. She wants us to be bed and breakfasts for these guys. She wants us to take them into our homes, clothe them, feed them, and take care of them. Are you kidding me? I talked about it on the show last week, michigan.gov/newcomers or whatever it was. Forget the website I had pulled up. I'll try to find it during the break. Now she comes out publicly and announces it. Yeah, she wants you to take in illegal refugees who have come to this country illegally, who've gotten to Michigan illegally, into our homes and feed them, clothe them, and provide three squares and a shower and a bed. I'm getting so ticked off, my throat is closing, I can barely talk. Are you kidding me, Governor Whitmer? Yes, this is what our governor has done to our state. And you guys in Lansing have stood by and done nothing. Well, Randy, you don't understand how Lansing works. We don't have the majority. We can't do anything to stop her. You want to bet? How about not voting for their stupid budget? Why not making the budget, okay, difficult for them to pass with all the Democrats having to vote for it? But no, Senator John DeMoose voted for the budget. Why? Because he got $15 million to study fresh water in Traverse City. What? Yeah. DeMoose voted for the budget. Had I been in Lansing, either in the House or in the Senate, I would have stood up in caucus. I would have actually gone into the other caucus. If I was a state rep, I would have gone into the Senate chamber. I would have walked into the caucus of the senators and said, don't vote for the budget. We're not in the House. If I was in the House, that's what I'd tell the senators. If I was in the senators, I'd go into the House caucus. Don't vote for the budget because us in the Senate, we're not voting for it. Not one Republican is going to vote for this budget. This is going to be a Democrat-owned budget. This is all going to be on them. Do not vote for it. Well, the Moose wouldn't do that. He voted for it. This guy is unbelievable. And don't buy his crap that, number one, he's a Christian conservative. It's a load of crap. Yeah, Johnny, I'm calling you out on it. We're now on day seven of where is John DeMuse coming on Trucker Randy's show. Day seven, sir, and counting. Well, the bottom line to all this, folks, we need you. We need you to file your affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate and join your county party. We need you to run for office, school board in your area, or county commissioner. If you live in Sheboygan, if you live in Mackinac County, if you live in Emmett County, Resort Township, especially in Emmett County, we need somebody to run for county commissioner in Resort Township, Emmett County. If you live in it or you know somebody, call me. I have forwarded text messages to candidates who are picking up their paperwork, exactly step by step what to do. You go to your county clerk. You get your petition sheet. You got to get 3 to 10 signatures within your district where you're going to represent. You take it back to the clerk. You sign as circulator on the bottom. You file the affidavit of identity. She'll give you all the paperwork. Campaign finance forms, all of it. You are officially on the ballot in your county. We are going to take these county commissioner seats because it's a red wave Republican straight ticket vote. You run as a Republican, you're going to get elected. Unless you're a Democrat running as a Republican, and we will expose you. People will know exactly that you're a Democrat, like in Resort Township. Yeah. We will defeat you. It is the mission of this show to do it this year, 2024. That is the plan of 2024. Final segment, hour two. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody, final segment of hour number two, responding to some of your text messages. Downstate Kim says, Randy, straight Republican ticket is not as safe. Fill in the R bubbles, please. Why do you say that? I disagree. Tabulator scanners are totally capable of seeing straight Republican poll, straight Democrat poll. I'm sorry, Kim, I disagree. I'm not going to take the time to mark every Republican on my ballot. Not going to do it. Nor do I want to run the risk of the Sharpie bleeding through the ballot to the other side. We're going to have a two-sided ballot in November. I'm voting straight Republican and flipping it over. Or if there is proposals or whatever on the bottom of the front, I'll do it. But other than that, straight Republican works just fine. Why do you say that? I don't understand. It's not as safe. Explain that to me. Chris, listener. Randy, I looked at your ex account and Christina's proposal is there. However, I'm struggling to wrap my head around how the Trump team can support Hoekstra. I thought they did better homework than that. To me, Hoekstra is a wolf in sheep's clothing. Chris, you're not listening. Donald Trump is a master chess player, just like I am. We can play chess with four boards at the same time. You learn how to do it by playing chess on one board. Then they have these little legs that go underneath the second board that stack on top of the second board with about 6 inches of clearance for moving the pieces around the bottom chess board. Once you become proficient at playing chess with two boards, you add the third board. Once you're good at that, then you add the fourth board. Donald Trump is playing four levels of chess at the same time. I'm going to explain it again real quick. Grassroots, we the people, us patriot warriors, this common folk people that are out there working every single day to make a living, to pay the bills, to struggle, to survive. Business owners, people like us. Brian Pannebaker, the guy who created UAW Workers for Trump, factory workers, people who have got to come home and take a shower when you get done doing work. We're on the bottom board. We're the foundation. We are the rock of this entire America First, Make America Great Again platform, and Donald Trump knows it. He needs us. He's got to have us. But then you got these other players in the middle between him at the top, being king on the fourth chessboard, and the two other boards in the middle between us and him. Who are they? State reps and state senators and congressmen and U.S. senators. The puppets. The elected officials that we elect to be our state reps, state senators, congressmen, and to get a nominee on August 6th for Senate. The third board above the puppet elected politicians, Betsy DeVos and the donor class, the money. millions and millions and millions of dollars that they can throw away this year and not even feel it. Have you ever heard of Amway? The DeVos's down there in the Grand Rapids area? Have you ever heard of them? Yes, you have. They're worldwide. They have built a machine that gives them millions and millions and millions of throwaway dollars for them to play with. And they've been playing with it for years in Michigan politics in this state. Well, they're not going to donate to Christina Caramo because she's a black Christian conservative woman. She believes in the Constitution. She's not going to pay the political consultant. She's not going to spend $800,000 on booze. She's not going to rent a dinosaur building on Seymour Avenue in Lansing. She's going to run a tight ship, and she's going to win the election anyway without them. Well, Hoekstra and them all believe it takes millions of dollars. No, it doesn't, but that's what they say. That's what they want. They want to be able to give kickbacks to their friends. I was sent a picture from Las Vegas at the most recent RNC winter meetings where Pete Hoekstra, John Yab, and Dennis Lennox are sitting together, plotting this coup d'etat of the Michigan Republican Party a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas. Could you afford to go to Las Vegas and attend the winter RNC meetings? Could you afford to do that? I can't. But Dennis Lennox and John Yab and Pete Hoekstra could. As soon as I saw Dennis Lennox back at work being the experienced political strategist talking about a second caucus convention, I knew it was Dennis Lennox. It smells of Dennis Lennox. Yeah, the disgraced drain commissioner from Sheboygan County. Yeah. You know what? I'm done with these people. I love our country. I love our state. I love every county up here in northern Michigan where we live. I love other counties around the state. I'm going to help Genesee County. I'm going to help other counties. This is my mission. I'm teaching the class on Saturday, April 13th in Grand Traverse County. This is going to be a multi-county event around the area. We're going to do this, people. We're going to educate. We're going to inform, engage. April 13th, yeah, it's 10 days before the filing deadline to be a county commissioner. I planned that on purpose. Genesee County's event class is going to be April 27th, before the May 7th precinct deadline to file for precinct delegate. We're going to educate the Patriots in Genesee. They're going to run for precinct delegates. We're taking over the county party. I've lost the weight. I'm taking the supplements. I'm drinking the MAGA water. I pray to God I can be healthy enough, strong enough to do this mission, folks. I need you to join us. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Take out the paper.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.